Blog Talk Radio.
We give all praise, all glory, and honor to the name of the Father on this evening, this afternoon, this morning, for those around the country and around the world, depending on the time zone that you're tuning into. Glory to God. The Father, yes, He is our Father. Glory to God. Our Father, glory to God. He's the Father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We praise His most holiest name on today. We give Him glory and we give Him honor on today. For truly, God is great and He is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt His name. We magnify the name of the Lord on today. Glory to God, because He is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He's a just God. Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the I am that I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's your Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. He's Adonai, Elohim, Emmanuel. Glory to God. El Shaddai. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Hallelujah. We worship Him and we praise Him on today. We give Him glory and we give Him honor. We lift His name up on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just going to sing a little bit of this on this evening. Glory to God. How many are chasing after God? Hallelujah. How many are chasing after Him? Not chasing after material things, but you're chasing after Him, chasing after the miracles, the signs and wonders, chasing after, glory to God, hallelujah, the knowledge, the understanding, glory to God, for His word, glory to God, chasing after Him for newfound wisdom and insight, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do. 'Cause I need You more and more. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do. 'Cause I need You more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more, more and more. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship Him on this evening. Glory to God. I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need You more and more. 'Cause I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need You more and more. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I'm chasing after You. Hallelujah. No matter what I have to do. Hallelujah. 'Cause I'm chasing after You, Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what I have to do. Hallelujah. Come on, let's chase after God on this evening. Glory to God. I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need You more and more. 'Cause I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need You more and more, more and more. More and more, more and more. Hallelujah. We got to chase after God in the name of Jesus. We have to begin, glory to God, to chase after the Father. Glory to God. We have to chase after Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Chase after Him. Glory to God. Seek His face. Seek His kingdom. Seek His righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chase after Him. Glory to God. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Great is Your mercy. your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy has been day after day, forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see day after day, forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, God. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. We lift your name up on high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care. And who knows where? Or they go through private pain. Hallelujah. Living fear to fear. Glory to God. Laughter hearts, their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People need the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the hope and all for peace. Need the Lord. People need the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him on tonight. People need the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship him. Come on, let's worship him on tonight. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door for peace. For me, the Lord. There's so many people around the world and around the country that need him. Glory to God. There's so many people around the world and around the country that are searching for him. Glory to God. They just not don't just need him, but there are other people that are actually searching for him. To God be the glory. That's why we must search him. sometimes we all get in a certain situation or predicament, or you may not be in such a situation or predicament, but there are times in our life that you don't feel him, but that don't mean he's not there, because he said in his word he would never leave us or forsake us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to trust him when you can't trace him. I had to learn that lesson a long time ago. God, I don't feel you. What's going on? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, do you trust me? It doesn't mean I left you. I'm right here, but you got to learn how to trust me. Hallelujah. In times that you don't feel my presence. Glory to God. I give God the praise, glory, and honor. Glory to God. And I thank everyone that took the time to join me on this evening. Glory to God. I promise I won't be for you long. Glory to God. But I wanted to share what God placed in my spirit on this morning. Glory to God. You know that we always, when God gives us a word or gives us a message, glory to God, we're the first partaker of it, glory to God. And then God said, gives us an unction to say, tell my sons and my daughters, glory to God, what thus says the Lord thy God. And glory to God. And God began to drop in my spirit, and he began to say the beginning and middle, and the beginning, middle, and end. Glory to God. The beginning, middle, and end. Glory to God. We're all waiting for the signs, miracles, and wonders to take place in our life. Not just in our life, but for our family, for our children, for your husband, for your wife, for the ministry that God has placed in your care, glory to God, for the people of God that God has placed in your care, glory to God. They're not your people. They belong to God, glory to God. So you got to get that straight, leaders, glory to God. So we're waiting on the signs, miracles, and wonders. Even if you are an entrepreneur and God has given you witty inventions and God has given you gifts and talents, you're waiting on the signs, miracles, and wonders, glory to God. Everything has a beginning, a middle, in the end, glory to God. Not to say the end is, okay, I'm about to transition to the next life, which is heaven. No, glory to God, because everything has a season, glory to God. So every chapter that God turns, there's a season, glory to God. So he closes one season, he brings us into another season. He closes one chapter out, and he turns to the next chapter, glory to God, because everything has a beginning, middle, and an end. Remember in the book of Genesis, what it says in Genesis, the first chapter, verses 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Glory to God. So in the beginning, while God was creating the heaven and earth, he had you and I in mind. Glory to God. Did not he tell Jeremiah that he knew him before the foundations of this earth? So while God was building earth and creating heavens and the earth, while God was creating the creepy things and the crawly things and a beast on the land and a beast in the sea, glory to God, he had you and I in mind. Glory to God, because everything has a beginning. So when God said everything has a beginning, he said his word, glory to God, I spoke it, he proclaimed it, glory to God. He spoke his word across the land, glory to God. He said, I shall complete it, I've done it, glory to God. What thus says the Lord thy God, glory to God, concerning your life, concerning your children, concerning your marriage, concerning your relationships, glory to God, with people, concerning your job, concerning glory to God, the ministry, glory to God, concerning your personal life, glory to God, concerning your grandchildren, concerning your generations to come, glory to God, your bloodline. He said, I spoke it. I professed it. I declared it and decreed it. Glory to God. I spoke things into existence. I spoke things into the atmosphere. Why? Because God's word cannot return back unto him void. For God is a God that cannot shall not and will not lie. Whatever he said, it is what he said. Glory to God. He said, so everything has a beginning concerning your life. God spoke some things concerning you in the beginning of the year. He also spoke some things to you this morning. Glory to God. Just because it didn't happen 5 minutes ago does not mean it's going to happen, because he said everything has a beginning. So when God said he spoke his word, he sent his word out concerning your life, glory to God, he said, I shall complete it. That means the work that God started in you, he shall complete it until the end, glory to God. His word has been sent forth in the atmosphere concerning your household, glory to God, on today, glory to God, because you're waiting for the signs, miracles, and wonders. You're declaring and decreeing. You're believing God for the manifestations to take place in your life, in your household, glory to God, for your husband, for your wife. You're waiting for the manifestations to take place for your children, your grandchildren. And you're also believing that when you transition off this earth, that the manifestations will take place for generations to come, glory to God, because God said he spoke it. His word cannot return back unto him void, glory to God. He proclaimed it, glory to God, hallelujah. He said it, glory to God. He sent it forth, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So everything has a beginning when God spoke some things pertaining to you on this morning, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to believe and you got to have faith that what God spoke shall and it will come to pass. Glory to God. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She had an infirmity for 12 years. Glory to God. She was considered an unclean woman. Glory to God. All around her, she had to announce unclean, unclean everywhere she got. And if somebody would have touched her, they would have been considered unclean. Glory to God. She was unclean with an infirmity for 12 years. Glory to God. Nobody could, nothing that she tried could help her, save her, or cure her, and take away that blood curse, glory to God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. But that was for the glory of God, glory to God. She said, but if I could touch the hem of his garment, glory to God, I will be made whole, glory to God. So she reached and she touched the hem of his garment, Jesus. But yet, get this, there were many people around Jesus that were touching him and calling his name. And Jesus said, who touched me? Because he felt the virtue leave out of him, glory to God. And the disciples said, many God, many Jesus, many Messiah. I'm just paraphrasing the word. Jesus turned around and he said, who touched me? The woman with the issue of blood was afraid to come forward. Why? Because, see, she was considered unclean. Everybody knew who she was, probably. They knew she was an unclean woman with an issue, an infirmity in her body. Glory to God. So if she would have stepped forward and people would have saw her, I'm quite sure they would have shouted, unclean, unclean, unclean. So she was scared, but she came forward. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. This is why Jesus felt the virtue. He felt the virtue come out of her, come out of him, because it was the woman's faith that made her whole. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you using your faith today? Glory to God. Are you believing God today? Are you exercising your faith today? Because see, in the beginning, this woman had an issue of blood. What is your beginning? Glory to God. Remember Job, in the book of Job, glory to God. The enemy was walking up and down the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And when the sons of man was before God, God looked up and said, where you come from? Satan said, I'm walking up and down the earth. Glory to God. And God told him, so I'm just paraphrasing, have you considered my servant Job? See, in the beginning, that was the beginning. Glory to God. And the middle was when Job lost everything. Body was afflicted. Bulls, the sores on his body, kids dead, wife, you need to curse God and die. Friends talking about him, giving him advice on what to do. Job could have stood up any time and cursed God. And he probably would have dropped dead. We don't know. But he didn't. I'm quite sure he wanted to die. With all the things going on with his body, losing everything he had, because Job was the richest man in town. He lost everything, children and all. So his end result was God blessed him. His latter was greater than his beginning. Glory to God. God even turned around and made his friends take off their rings and give it to him. Glory to God. So God told me this morning, he said everything has a beginning, a middle, and the end, glory to God. But that doesn't stop God from moving, because when you get to the end part, then the next chapter, the next season begins, and then it starts back over for the next season. The beginning, the middle, and the end, glory to God. The beginning of what God spoke, the beginning of what God said, the beginning of what God decreed, of the beginning of what he sent forth in the atmosphere pertaining to your life, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He told Jeremiah, I knew you before the foundations of this earth. That was the beginning. What was the beginning? That was not the beginning. The beginning was Jeremiah was a spirit up in heaven. He knew him before he was placed in his mother's womb. He sanctified him, and he called him a prophet to the nation. Glory to God. See, God knew you. He knew you. He knew you. He knew you, 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 and you before the foundations of this earth. That means when he said, let us make man, he knew you before he made heaven and earth. He was thinking about us, glory to God. He was thinking about you, glory to God. So when he thought about you and he placed you in your mother's womb, he sanctified you. He called you a prophet. He called you a teacher. He called you a pastor. He called you an elder. That's not even Bible, but hey, he called you to rise up. He called you to preach his word. He called you to sound the alarm. He called you to walk before him. He called you. He sanctified you. He anointed you for what you do now, but he has anointed you for greater. Glory to God. He's anointed you for a purpose. He's anointed you for a reason. That was the beginning when he placed you in your mother's womb. Now you're somewhere in the midsection. You have not gotten to the end yet because the chapter is not finished yet for this particular time and study of our life. Glory to God. Remember Daniel. Glory to God. The beginning started when King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He did not understand. Daniel went to seek God for the answer. He prayed and fasted 21 days. But it was God that answered Daniel the first time. God answered David as soon as David got on his knees and began to pray and open up his mouth. The same day that he decided to fast and pray, God answered David. But the answer didn't get to David. Why? Because the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, was caught up in a third heaven by the prince of the air, the principality. See, everything has a beginning and everything has a middle. The beginning was King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. The beginning was Daniel was fasting and praying for 21 days, but he did not know that God sent the answer because the angel of the Lord was held captive. The end result where the angel Gabriel came down and told Daniel, I was held captive for 21 days. So if you read your word, 21 days, he was held captive for 21 days. Daniel prayed 21 days. So that should tell you something. He did not get released until the 22nd day because he had to call for Michael, the warring angel, to come and war on his behalf. Glory to God. The next day, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you read your word, you'll see it clear as day. He said he was held captive 21 days. So they say, okay, he was held up in a heaven for a happy 21 days. So he didn't get to Daniel for the next day. The end result was when he got to Daniel, he gave the answer to his prayer to Daniel. Then he went back and was fighting with Michael. Glory to God. God has the beginning of your life. He spoke it. He said it. He sent forth his word across the land. He sent forth his word across the sea pertaining to your life. Glory to God. You may be dealing with a situation. You may be dealing with a circumstance right now, and you do not see no way out. You can't even see across the horizon. The sun is setting right now in your own backyard. You can't even see if it's setting to the north, south, east, or west because you're too blinded because you allow your circumstances overtake you. You allow your situations to to harbor you, and then you allow people to crunch you down and tell you what God ain't going to do. But I'm here to encourage you, my sister, my brother, to tell you that God said and God will and God shall and God already done that which he said he was going to do pertaining to your life. Glory to God. Do you have faith? Glory to God. Do you trust him? Glory to God. How are you seeking after his kingdom? Are you seeking after his righteousness? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you praying? Glory to God. Because some things come by praying and fasting. Just don't think I'm talking to you all because I'm talking to myself too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Glory to God. It's going to take your faith, glory to God. Well, God, I got this issue in the inside of my body. I got this cramp. I got this pain. Well, the doctor said and the nurse said, but let me tell you something. I'm reminded that Jesus said that this sickness is not until death. It's to glorify God. Glory to God. I don't care how many pills that you got to take, how many this you got to take, how many times you got to go to dialysis, how many times you got to go get an injection, how many times you got to go get this looked at and that looked at. You got to trust God for your healing because sometimes your healing, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ain't no sometimes. Your healing could be for the glory of God. That means God don't want man to take credit for what he's about to do in your body. Glory to God. You have COPD. You have congestive heart failure. You have something going on with your kidneys. You got something going on with your liver. Glory to God. You got diabetes type 1 or type 2. Glory to God. You got cancer. You got pancreatic cancer. You got something going on with your skin. Glory to God. You got neuropathy. Glory to God. What is it? You blind in one eye. You deaf in one ear. Glory to God. How you got alopecia. Glory to God. How your heart is. Are you dyslexic? Let me tell you something. He said that is not until the end. That sickness is not until death. That is not until death. You're not going to die. That means you will not die with that sickness. When he said the sickness is not until death, look at blind Bartimaeus. Homeboy ain't had no eyes. They thought he sinned. His parents sinned. Jesus said, no, this ain't until death. Jesus took the dirt off the ground, spit on it, and put it on the man's eyes, and the man had a brand new pair of eyeballs. Ain't that something? Because that whatever he was going through was not until death. Whatever you're going through health-wise is not until death. You're not going to die with that sickness. You got to trust God for your healing. Glory to God. The woman with the issue of blood trusted Jesus, and it was her faith that made her whole. It's going to take your faith. I'm talking about you got to have some crazy, ridiculous, out of this world, just outrageous, I mean, some crazy faith that you never experienced before to believe, just believe that when you lay down at night and you wake up in the morning, whatever that sickness is plaguing your body, it's going to be gone. Trust me, I just seen God take away sickness from people's body, and it just don't make no sense. It's just ridiculous healing. Ridiculous healing. I done heard testimonies of people having different sicknesses in their body. Went to the doctor. They couldn't find nothing wrong with them. That's my testimony. Back, I can't remember the year, when they took blood, told me I had hepatitis. The nurse said, Ms. Barry, you got to come in office because your blood test came back. You have hepatitis. So I forgot which one was this with. I think this was the liver or something like that. I told that lady, I don't have nothing because I had the ridiculous faith. Because, see, understand that God said, God spoke. He declared it. He willed it. He sent forth his word across the land. He performed it. So I didn't have anything because God spoke it. I am healed. And I had to believe that I am healed. He declared it. You are healed. He sent forth his word. You are healed. And I told that nurse, I don't have nothing. check it again. So she said, you got to come in, take more blood. I said, okay. And I was downtown at the time, and I walked straight over to the hospital, right to the lab, took my blood work. The next day, they called me, said, Ms. Berry, just calling you with your results. Well, we test you, you don't have hepatitis. We don't know what happened. I said, oh, I know what happened because I didn't have it in the first place because God spoke it. And he declared it, and he sent forth his word across the land. And I believe that I have faith. Do you believe? Do you have faith? Because God said it. He spoke it. Because in the beginning, that's the beginning. So whenever God spoke some things, he said, and whatever he declared some things, when he sent his word out into the earth realm concerning your household, concerning your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, your generations to come from your bloodline, glory to God, hallelujah. When he sent forth his word and said that your whole household shall be saved, glory to God, some of us will begin to see that manifestation of our whole entire household being saved, sanctified, baptized, in Jesus' name, glory to God, filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Some of us will live to see our children saved, our children to be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I sent forth my word across the land pertaining to your life. Glory to God, because it was in the beginning, glory to God, that the chapter of your life began to write out. So here we are in the middle. And when he sent forth his word, when he spoke his word pertaining to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When he sent his forth his word, glory to God, pertaining to you, glory to God. What did he say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the middle. He said his things are intertwining, glory to God. I'm realigning some things. I'm setting things in motion, glory to God. I'm fine-tuning some things, glory to God. I'm putting things together, glory to God. I'm putting this here and this there so that you can show up at your appointed time, at your appointed season, glory to God. So we're in the middle part of your life, glory to God, where God is realigning some things and positioning some things and sitting some things in place and putting things here and lining up people that on your walk that you have to meet, glory to God, that's going to get you to your next purpose, that's going to get you to the next destination, glory to God, that's going to feed you natural and spiritual, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, because the journey that you must take, the journey, glory to God, he has you on right now, glory to God. Some of y'all, you're at the middle part, so he said, I need you to sit right here. You're in the middle part. I need you to come over here, Elijah, and sit at the Brook of Chariots, glory to God. And I'll send you a raven or a bird because we really don't know what fed him. It could have been a raven. It could have been a bird. It could have been a vulture, all we know. It could have been a pterodactyl. We don't know. All we know it was a bird. It could have been a bear. We don't know. For real. Could have been a lion. Don't know. For real. Gave him meat and bread. And he had water because the brooks, it was still raining. So he said, okay, my daughter, my son, I need you to sit right here because you're in the middle of, because what I spoke, I sent forth my word. I sent it out to the land across the sea. I need you to stay right here in the middle, glory to God. And so the brook dried up because it stopped raining. You got to go back and read why the brook dried up, because Elijah prophesied rain and prophesied didn't stop rain. And because he spoke the word out of his mouth, God on Elijah's word, and the water stopped raining, coming down. So after a while, because God said it, he spoke it. He declared it. He decreed it. His word went forth throughout the land concerning your life, concerning who you are in Christ, because you are anointed and appointed, predestined, fashioned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're a vessel, glory to God, a willing vessel, glory to God. So he said, okay, it's time to go. It's time to get up, pack up, because your destination is over here. Go to Samaria. And I go to Samaria. So God needs you to come on. So when you get to the end part, because God spoke it, God declared it, he decreed it, he sent forth his word, he said, I shall and I will perform that which I placed in you. I shall and I will perfect those things that he placed in you. What things that God placed in you that he's perfecting? He's perfecting your speech. He's perfecting your walk, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What is God doing that he is perfecting in you? He's perfecting your prayer life, glory to God. He's perfecting you spending time with him, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Because he said, I will perfect those things that I placed in you. He's perfecting how you handle things, how you handle people, how you talk to people, how you perceive things, how you analyze things, because my words should not return unto me void. So I got to make a change in you. I got to fashion you. I got to shape you, because the end result is you got purpose. So when you get to the end, it's just, okay. We're at the end of the chapter where you see the manifestations. So when Daniel was praying for 21 days, and the angel Gabriel came and said, I was held up by the prince of Persia, and I had to call for Michael to come and rescue me. That was the manifestations of him being released and the word being delivered to Daniel so that he can go to King Nebuchadnezzar and deliver that which God had first delivered unto him the first time. So you're waiting for the manifestation because God said it, he spoke it, he declared it, he decreed it. He said, I shall perfect those things what I placed in you until the end. He said, the sickness is not until death, but it's for the glory of God. So I spoke it because my word cannot return back unto me void. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Now you're sitting, you're waiting because God is putting things in place. He's lining things up. He's putting people in their prospective places for you to meet. And most of them people have an assignment to give to you from the Lord. Most of them people are on assignment from God for you. They're to some of them to bless you monetarily. Some of them to pray for you. Some of them just there. God said, go anoint her. Go anoint him for the next phase. Some of them are there to walk with you. Some of them there to bless you for the ministry that God has placed in your hand. Because you don't know. But you got to meet them. Because the end result is the manifestations of what God spoke, what he declared, what he decreed. What he said, I will perfect those things within you. That means that at the end of him perfecting those things that he placed within you, glory to God. You'll be able to pray like God needs you to pray. You'll be able to perceive things. You'll be able to see clearly and hear clearly what thus says the Lord thy God. When he said, okay, I spoke it. I sent it out. I declared my word is going forth throughout this land. Everything has a chapter. Every season has a chapter. But get this, people, God. Every season has multiple chapters. Multiple chapters. So there are times in our life when we come to a certain season in our life, God says, oh, you got three chapters in this season because he spoke it, he declared it, he decreed it. And there are multiple things that God has lined up in that particular season that will transpire in your life. Glory to God, not just the signs, miracles, and wonders, not just the manifestations, but there's also purpose and there's also reason. is why we come to a perpendicular shift or a paradigm shift, because a paradigm shift takes place in stages. So because we're at the beginning, middle, and end, glory to God, and we're at the paradigm shift, we're at a perpendicular shift, glory to God, we have many phases in our life. Some up, some down, some sides, some sideways, crossways. We have many doors in front of us, not behind us, because the ones that's behind us are closed doors that need that should stay shut. But sometimes we get distracted and we go back and we open those doors that don't need to be open, that should be shut. So because everything has a beginning, middle, and ending, glory to God, and we have a time in our life right now that people say this is the end time. We're in the last days. We're in the last evil days. We're in the darkest time, darkest hours of our life. The earth is steady changing. People are changing, and we all have to evolve. Every season, we evolve, people of God, to fit the atmosphere. So if you notice, when COVID came around, we had to evolve. Not just humans, but animals also. We had to evolve to fit with the changes that took place in the atmosphere. So even though we had a natural occurrence during 2019 and 2020 and 2021, when we had COVID, we had to adapt to the changes in the atmosphere. But get this, also during the 19, 20, and 21, and now we have a spiritual change that took place and is still taking place. Well, we must what? Adapt to the changes that God is doing spiritually and what God has already done and what he will continue to do. We have to adapt to those changes. We have to evolve spiritually. This is why religion is not the way to, the religion cannot, will not, and it won't get you to heaven. It might get you a one-way ticket to hell. This is why the same reason I'm saying today, and I've said it before, we all can't be serving the same God. People, God, it's time to do a self-examination to find out which God are you serving for real, for real. Hashtag IJS all day long and every day. Keep it 100. Which God are you serving? Are you serving the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Are you selling? Are you serving Baal? Are you serving Moloch? Are you serving Ashtaroth? Are you serving the sun god? Are you serving yourself? Are you putting a man on a pedestal and lifting man up so that and calling man God? We all are part of different religions. Sex, not me, because I don't belong to I'm not a member of any religious order. And that's what it is, a religious order. There are so many people who are part of a religious order. You're either Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, Evangelist School, Apostolic, Bible Way, Kojic. Oh, my gosh. Just the Latter-day Saint, everybody's a part of different religious orders. And we claim that we read the same Bible. Some people read the King James Bible. Some people read the NIV. Some people read Saturday Links Bible. I've seen those type of kind of Bibles before. I went to a Saturday Links church. A Seventh-day Adventist Bible. Everybody reads from different Bibles, but are you serving the same God? I'm just saying, are you serving a God that will rain fire from heaven? We can't be serving the same God if we are part of different religious orders. Because from my understanding, I don't think there were a lot of religious orders. It could have been a lot of different religious orders back then, people practicing different religions. We had the Pharisees and Sadducees. They were the priests. They were part of the Levitical priesthood bloodline. that continue on. And then you also had the witches and the warlocks doing their thing and their little religious order. So who, have you asked yourself, who are you serving? Because everything has a beginning, middle, and ending. God said it, he spoke it, he declared it, he decreed it. He sent forth his word throughout the land. So what God are you serving today? Ask yourself that question. You on a spiritual journey. Well, we all supposed to be on a spiritual journey. God is spiritual. He's not religion. He's about relationship, not about religion. Everything has a beginning, ending, and middle. God said it. He spoke it. He declared it. He decreed it. He said, I will perfect. I shall perfect that which I put in you. To God be the glory. I thank you all for tuning in on, joining me on this evening. And maybe do a spiritual check on the inside of us. Because God is surely moving throughout the land and he's doing some new things that we never, ever saw before. Even, I mean, it's new to us, but it's not new to God because there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new that God has. There's nothing new to him. We're in the days of Noah, man of lovers of themselves. They're doing things that they did back in the day of Noah. God is still soon to come. Come on now. Thank you all for joining me on this evening. If you have a prayer request, you can email me, SharitaBrainMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBrainMinistries@outlook.com. Until next time, have a blessed and wonderful evening.